What up, world? This is the Black Ampersand Presents Bourbon on the Rocks.
Yeah, yeah.
I am VJ. To the left of me, I got Johnny, my boy. And we here to talk to you a little bit.
Yo, yo. Hope everybody's doing well. We are early on Sunday morning right now.
We having a day party, basically.
Basically, we having some a day party with some day drinking. We're going to get sports out of the way first, since apparently we lost all of our female listeners for sports. I promise you it won't be longer than 10 minutes with sports.
Yeah, so. No, I mean, look, we're just going to keep it solid. If you, you know, if you're not into sports or you don't follow very often, I suggest you just try your best to keep up. We'll get to the topics that you like. But of course, being us, we got to talk about the sports. The biggest thing in the NBA.
I called it, though.
You called it. He was on the record. Kawhi to the Clippers. God damn it.
Kawhi to the Clippers.
I was shocked, but I wasn't shocked. I don't know.
You were shocked by the way it went down.
Right. Well, you know what really threw me off was the fact that they got PG. You know, Paul George, that is, as well.
Right.
That's the part that really threw me off. You know, I was on the East Coast, over the weekend, excuse me. And so I got the notification at like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., something like that.
Yeah, I think it was.
And I was like, what? Game changer.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, we in the era of, it's basically the end of the super team, but the beginning of the dynamic duos.
Dynamic duos.
Well, not the beginning, but we back to that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can name, I think I can name probably eight or nine teams that got a chance to win the championship. But I still got my Sixers at the top of the list. Fuck y'all, Laker fans.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, nah. But,
yeah, you know, L.A., the Lakers, they won't give up the fact that they're not the best team in L.A. anymore. I said it.
No, the Lakers are the best team.
I don't know.
The Lakers with Anthony Davis, LeBron, Danny Green, DeMarcus Cousins. They still got Kuzma. They got Rondo still. They got the dude that was in jail last season, Caldwell Pope. They got some players. I think they still the best team in the
league. I ain't buying it. I think, look, with Kawhi,
and
PG,
they roster from last year.
You got two scorers right there.
They the best defensive.
Best defensive team,
I'll
right?
Give you that.
With Patrick Beverly, them two.
Pat Beverly, ugly as shit, dog.
Hey, man. remember Sam Cassell? Patrick Beverly's a new Sam Cassell. That motherfucker's ugly.
Sam Cassell got the all-time record. Like, the way all y'all trying to go to Area 51, Sam Cassell is the name of Area 51 right now.
Yeah, we going to see him. Yeah, y'all going to find Sam Cassell right there at Area 51. Welcome to y'all. But, yeah, now they got squad. Montrezl Harrell, Lou
like
Williams.
6'8",
yeah, but he a
Lou
dog.
Williams is my dog. I fuck with
yeah,
Lou Williams.
Yeah, Lou Williams a baller,
bro.
You know, we'll see if he keeps coming off the bench. You know, they got Shamet too.
Came from
Philly.
He a good shooter. He gonna be better than what they thought he was.
Yeah, so I think they match up well. It's gonna be a dog fight.
I don't know. I think the West is open though. Besides the Lakers, I think the Lakers will be the number one seed. The Clippers is right there. You still got like Portland, Golden State. What you think of your Dubs? I think they're gonna be fighting for a spot.
We fighting, but that's the thing. I mean, you can't sleep on us because we still got Clay. I mean, when he come back, we still got Steph, Draymond. I think Russell's gonna fit in. You know, he's a scorer.
Yeah.
He'll give us a good anywhere from 15 to 20 each night, I think.
Who else you got? I got Utah.
Yeah, we got Young Dev.
Denver.
I think Denver is a team we gotta really watch out for. Nobody's really talking about them, but. They got a couple cats. MPJ, Michael Porter Jr. He's nice. He didn't play last season.
He got hurt in college.
Right.
I don't even think he really played in college that much.
Yeah, but he.
So I don't know what kind of career he's gonna have.
He's a baller.
Shout out to him though.
So yeah, don't sleep on Denver. So who do you have as champions this season? I mean, I know it's early, but
early season for champions.
Yeah.
Well, out of all the teams we named in the West, you still got probably Milwaukee, Philly, and maybe Indiana in the East.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Boston if they can play better. Brooklyn if Kyrie can get it together, maybe.
Yeah,
not really missed out teams.
Yeah.
Two early NBA predictions. I got know what? Fuck it, I'm biased. Sixers Lakers. Repeat of 83.
Okay.
Shout out to Moses Malone, Andrew Toney.
So
y'all know nothing about that. Dr. J. Shout out to them.
So if I got, I mean, you know.
Shout out to Doug Collins, just cuz.
I wanna put my Dubs in it.
Nigga, you tripping.
Dub Sixers is what I was going with. But if I had, you know, if I had to just in case, like, I'm going Clippers Sixers. I think
Clippers Sixers.
Yeah, that's gonna be
that's red, white, and blue finals.
That's gonna be a crazy. They're not gonna know who to pass the ball to. But yeah,
defensive lineup, I don't know.
That's gonna be interesting.
Embiid could have a field day with Harold though, because Harold only like 6'8".
So right.
That may give us a man.
You gotta stay healthy.
If Ben Simmons don't come back with a jump shot, he gotta go, bro.
Part.
What you think of the Pelicans though? Because
hey, look, I like them. I like the Pelicans. Young team. I think they might sneak in there, get that eighth seed.
Zion got to stay healthy.
Zion got to stay healthy. That's the thing. So that brings me to my next question. Should these young stars play in the summer league?
I think you got to, because you got to get your feet wet with different players that are early, like first, second-year players in NBA. And just get that level of competition up and prepare you for the summer.
Yeah, I mean
it's players like Ben Simmons, they would have benefited from playing in the summer league more, just because you adjust to that style of play faster. But you should also take the time to develop your game on your own. But right. I think they should be playing in the summer league.
I just worry about the risk, you know. I mean, just like we saw Zion. I mean, it's I think they said he's got like a bruised knee, contusion or something.
The NBA is 85% black. You risk your life every time you walk out your house.
Man, that's real. That's crazy.
So I think they gotta play. Doing it, huh? They gotta play. Yeah. So that's the only thing. With that, I mean, you got to be careful. They shouldn't be playing extended minutes. But right. Like R.J. Barrett is killing right now. I think he averaged like a triple-double.
Yeah, he's pretty close.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Like, he was killing right now. You got to get your feet wet to build that player's confidence and get them ready for the season. So, I think they gotta do that.
And that also keeps the NBA, I know it's a business, so it keeps the NBA relevant all throughout the year, right? I mean, season just ended, and what we doing? We watching NBA Summer League.
I mean, the draft was the same week as right. the last game.
Like, right. Crazy. So, you know, they're trying to do like the NFL and keep it going all year long, which I don't mind, because fucking baseball is in the summertime normally, right? So, gives me something else to look at.
Yeah.
Speaking of the NFL, we got our guy Colin Kaep back in the news. Colin Kaepernick. Apparently, it was reported that Nike had a Air Max 1 shoe that was recalled, taken off the market, because it had the Betsy Ross stars, the flag symbol on the back of the shoe.
Which is like the 13 colonies.
Right, 13 like stars formed in a circle on the back of the shoe, on the back shield. You know, apparently Colin Kaepernick had given some input on the shoe and said that it was not a good idea to put it out because of Betsy Ross's ties to slavery.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's the gist. You know.
I mean, I went to her house. She couldn't fit too many slaves in there.
Yeah.
You never know. Like, honestly, when I saw it, like, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I just thought it was, like, another flag just on a shoe. Like, I didn't think it was that serious.
Right.
But I respect his standpoint. And I respect Nike for, like, valuing his opinion that much to cancel it.
Right.
But the value of that shoe has skyrocketed so much. Like, I think they're selling, like, early versions of that shoe for, like, over $10,000 at this point.
Wow.
Like,
that's a trip.
I respect Colin's opinion on it. I just didn't think it was that big of a deal just because...
Yeah. Yeah, I had seen it. I had actually considered buying it, but more so for the colorway, red, white, and blue.
Sneakerheads, man.
Yeah, you know, but you know, when I saw the back shield, I did think to myself, I was like, wait a minute, is this, you know, and I had to do my own research, like, is this racist? Is this,
apparently it is.
Right.
I didn't know that. At the same time, I can't front and say I did know that.
Right, same here. You know, I really had to inform myself, on what the connection was. But, you know, like Johnny said, you know, shout out to Nike for listening and hearing right. Colin Kaepernick's side of it, you know, and also really considering, you know,
how it can offend right. certain demographics market, or certain yeah. people. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that is a good standpoint to take, a good stand to take. And then him having that premonition to even step to them with that is that's big. Shout out to Colin Kaepernick, man. You got a permanent Lifetime Achievement Award and Black Excellence Award with me. So basically now that concludes our sports section where we had a little under 11 minutes. So thank you ladies for bearing with us.
Yeah. So ladies, if you, even you know, wasn't sports, if you're a continuous listener, just know, just skip to podcast and you know, no, I'm just kidding. Season. Now I know some ladies love sports. Shout out to y'all. Facts. For the ones that don't, I mean, you know, I don't know what to tell you, you know, it's sports. Right. Come on.
Hope you tickle balls well. So. all right, now we split this up into two segments. So, first segment about this week's news is the fuck shit.
What is that?
The fuck shit. So this is basically the things that us in the, we'll say, urban community are not proud of that have happened and make us look a certain way in the light of the media.
Okay.
So, the first thing up is that happened over the past couple weeks is, I was late on this actually, is ASAP Rocky was arrested overseas for basically defending himself against a fan or fans that were basically stalking him.
Yeah.
And he's allegedly locked up in inhumane conditions right now.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's fucked up. I mean, if it's true what they say about the conditions of, you know, the jail, the prison that he's locked up in, you know, it's messed up. Especially because I saw one video of this fan, alleged fan, that was following him. And it looked like this guy was the aggressor the whole time. The security was trying to play it cool. Rocky was filming the whole time, you know, showing this guy. And, like, just, he was doing weirdo shit. You know, I don't know what happened after that or if they ended up getting into a real fight, but the other dude was clearly the aggressor. And you know, it sucks as a black celebrity sometimes because you have to, you know, resist from showing out sometimes in order for you not to stand out and be appointed as the suspect. So, you know, hoping that ASAP Rocky gets out soon. They need to release him. And, you know, yeah, that's all I really got to say.
Oh, well, there's his political answer. So, fuck all that. If I'm anywhere and you follow me, I'm with my family or, like, my close friends or whoever. Expect to get your ass if you follow me and harass me. I'm going to just tell you that point, Blake. You expect that.
But that and that's
the fact that he's going to jail for basically defending himself is crazy.
Right.
And it's been what, like 2 weeks? Around 2 weeks at this point? Like, yeah. The fact that it's going on this long is absurd to me.
But that's fucked up part about cool. it. You know, being a black celebrity, you go somewhere, people see the thing is people wanna tag along, they wanna follow you, you know, until you get aggressive. Then suddenly you a thug, you know, you don't know how to act. You know, no, this is just what it's black people deal with. This is how they've been raised in many aspects. You following somebody, you are literally, you know, risking your life going out in public, and you know,
that's just crazy.
You expect people to just be cordial and you know, act like it's okay. Sometimes people are out, they don't want to be bothered.
Leave most of the alone. Time. That's most of the time. Like, would you bother a random person right. that you don't know? Like, it's the same thing. It's just a matter of respect. Like, don't disrespect nobody, you won't get disrespected like that. Like, right. It's crazy. And like, celebrity, like,
the you fan either spit on the security guard.
You either looking for clout, like trying to provoke him, or you looking for money.
Yeah, I've like, seen a couple other celebrities who did that. I seen one where this dude was filming Young Buck at the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, he talk about, oh, you gonna fight me?
Which is like,
it's like, bro, like leave him alone. Like, what's, you know? What do you mean? Of course he with his lady. He gonna have to, you know, do what he gotta do, but leave him alone.
Coming off that Tyler Perry thing, I'm not gonna comment on this Young Buck situation. But if he has his preference, he has his preference.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to confront another man, right, about what they're doing with their lives. Like, that's just not cool.
Right. But, I mean, speaking of fighting, did you see this fuck shit at Disneyland recently? This last week, I believe, a man, black man, fighting two women and kind of fighting a guy, I guess. He didn't really, I don't think he really actually. His grandma
fell out the wheelchair.
Yeah. It was just ratchet. It was all over the place. You know, the fact that this guy decided to hit multiple women, he is beyond me. He deserves to be locked up. Yeah, you gotta get him the fuck out of here.
I mean, even beyond that, like, he ain't keep that same energy. When he got choked out, mm-hmm, by the dude trying to break it up, he ain't had that same energy when he, when it was time to throw down against a man. So,
facts.
I mean, overall, that's like all around embarrassing. You should be embarrassed for yourself. You should be embarrassed for your mother that you let fall out of a wheelchair. You hit your girlfriend or whoever that
your
was.
Your kids is walking around.
Yeah, his kids
in a public place.
We was just at Disneyland recently, right, like a couple weeks ago with our families. And like that's not the place for that. Like,
nah.
Whatever happened, like, y'all could have, whether it was you getting spit in the face, y'all could have settled that later on. Yeah. I mean, granted, getting spit on in the face is like probably the worst thing you can do to somebody. Right. But if you know that person, you know what that intent was. If it was malice, like, at the end of the day, it's a female, so you probably can't do nothing to you at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta suck that shit up and hold on to that shit later.
Yeah,
like,
well, I mean, what was that serious that you arguing at Disneyland about? Like, seriously. What
y'all
what
spent
really
all that money to go in there fighting and shit?
Fight, right. And, you know, I feel bad for the kids. You know, I feel bad for the women that's getting socked up. Like, that's not, it ain't right. You know, he talking about he ready to go to jail. Like, come on, bro. Yeah, like,
you bugging. You set us all back with that. I think, right, the first video I saw, it said that too. Like, you set all black people back.
Yeah, bro.
Like, it's just,
you know,
you gotta make smarter decisions.
Got to. And you know, my other question is, where the hell was the security? Where the police at? It took the whole video that I saw for them to get there. And even then, they didn't even do nothing to really restrain the dude. They looked like they was just kind of following him, you know, and apparently, from what I heard, rumor is they got on some more rides after that. They was there till the end of the night, so
I don't know about that. I just know y'all gotta make better decisions. Security, they not there for you anyway.
Yeah.
They there to make sure nothing don't happen to the park and to a certain community in the park. So you just gotta be wise in the fuck shit you're doing. That's
wise.
Not wise. Speaking of fuck shit and making bad decisions, I saw a video on Instagram of this. She looked like to be some type of minority. She was darker skinned. In the grocery store, she took the lid off a pack of Bluebell ice cream and just licked the top and put it back.
She got to die.
She got to die?
She got to die.
She got to die. She done for? That's
yeah,
it?
Yeah, she done, bro. That's fucked up. That's like the utmost wrong thing you could do. Like, don't play with people's food. I'm sorry. That's, you know, what do we learn? Growing up, you go through the drive-thru, you be polite to these people. Why? Because they gonna serve you some shit that if you rude, you don't know what they doing back there. So, same thing at the grocery store. If, you know, bitch, don't lick my ice cream. Don't lick it, you know.
I gotta know, like, what was in her head.
Right. And not only that, this was a good idea. But there's enough idiots out there that's going to try to follow suit, and they do the same thing, thinking they are. Funny.
They are. They. I saw multiple people in stores doing random dumb shit. There's a Listerine challenge. I saw a Caucasian male spit into a bottle of iced tea. Like, people doing weird shit for clout right now.
Real.
Like, yeah. We got the cucumber challenge going on right now. Like,
I've seen that.
Chicks out here pretending to suck dick and shit.
On a cucumber.
Like, how many dudes you seen with a goddamn cucumber dick? Like, this gotta be for real. Like, y'all niggas is tripping.
Yo.
Like, y'all gotta stop with this fuck shit. And more fuck shit, like, just moving on, just because y'all making me mad, and I'm not in that spirit right now. I'm trying to enjoy my day party.
Yep.
The Home Depot owner is being canceled for supporting the President of the United States. You think that's justified?
You know what's fucking ironic about that whole shit?
Like, you don't think most of these businesses owners are supporting
But Donald to Trump? Think about this.
Y'all canceled dumb shit.
Home Depot. I mean, like literally, Home Depot, the owner or the CEO, whatever, supporting Trump. What is the first thing you see when you pull into a Home Depot parking lot?
I mean, we live in L.A., so we see about 20 or 30 Mexicans waiting for something.
How many of them do you think are, you know, legal or illegal? We don't know.
I ain't snitching. Right. I got a good percentage, though.
Right. How fucking ironic is it that you can go to almost any Home Depot and see, you know, these guys trying to get their hustle and make means, you know. And meanwhile, those same motherfuckers inside won't give you a job. They won't hire your ass, you know.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it's so hard to find a Home Depot employee to actually give you some help. I'll be in the fucking paint section for 20 minutes trying to figure out which paint is the best for the fucking walls in my house. Like, yeah, it's crazy. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if Lowe's is you know, who they support.
I'm sure they are, too.
But,
like, all these major companies are also, like, it's in their benefit to support the guy that has the tax breaks for them. And that's understandable. I'm not even mad at that. But, like this cancel culture, like, y'all canceling people for, like, random shit that y'all find out, like, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, later we're going to talk about Chris Brown, because we're going to talk about that going into another topic. But that y'all just canceling people for random shit, and it's not justified to me.
It's dangerous,
really,
though.
It's really not. But enough of the fuck shit. Let's go on to some positive news. I personally have two Black Excellence Awards to nominate that we'll give a toast to. The first being... Well, not the first. We'll just say Jaden Smith first, with his new campaign, Feeding the Homeless, with the food truck driving around downtown LA in celebration of his birthday.
I heard about that. Shout out to Jaden. He's been pushing issues. He was helping with providing clean water for Flint, Michigan. You know, so this seems like the next step for him. Shout out to him. He just turned 21 as well. You know, we need more artists like this, you know, that have the means to really provide, you know, for the communities that are in need. And Jaden, he's been consistent, you know. You can't knock his hustle. He's been consistent. He's been doing it. He's been finding new ways to do it, and not only just doing it, but really finding a dope way to, right. You know, I mean, creating a food truck for the homeless, like, that's cool. Like, that's really innovative, and I mean, it really gives those people an opportunity to have a hot meal to eat. And, you know, hopefully help with the epidemic that is homelessness in Los Angeles area.
And doing it in celebration of your own birthday. Like, that's big. That shows the type of character.
Very selfless.
That his parents instilled into him.
Big facts.
I mean, I'm sure they allowed him to be his own being, but, like, that's
Right.
That's big. That's
you
major.
Know? Like I said, we need more Shout people, you know, with the means to do it.
I mean, you know, he got to
step up. Right. You with know? Those two parents. But there's a lot of people.
There's people with more money than them that ain't doing that. So shout out to Jaden Smith.
Facts.
While we on the Black Excellence Award, the second award goes to Halle Bailey, who was named as the new Little Mermaid in the upcoming film.
Yeah, that's fire. Yeah, congrats to her. She deserves it. Super talented singer, mm-hmm. you know. Awesome actor. I watch her on Grown-ish.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Grown-ish.
Yeah, you know, I think Disney and whoever's at Disney, they're starting to figure it out.
Yeah, that could be why.
You ain't got to be, you know, you look back and look where Disney started and how far they came. They used to make blackface style cartoons at some point.
Right.
You know, so to come this far, to have various characters of different varieties, different flavors, that's big, man. I'm happy for her. I mean, you know. Of course,
it's a lot of backlash right now.
There is. Reason,
but the simple thing is, maybe she just had the best audition and most represented right. what they wanted in the character.
I could clearly see her singing, you know, the part. Remember, I don't know if y'all remember in Little Mermaid where Ariel gets her voice back, right? And she's got to do the little crescendo and sing, you know. Yeah, she just realizes she's got her voice and she's all excited and she sings. I can see Halle Bailey. Let me correct myself because I know a lot of the fucking rednecks that are opposing this whole switch.
Them rednecks is mad at everything. They still mad at Lil Nas for right? being black, taking over the country. And gay. That shit is crazy.
But yeah, so, you know, I think she probably just hit those notes the way they needed her to hit those notes.
Which is the biggest thing. So it's just a character. Different, man. We still don't know what the actual character is going to look like in the film. She may still be lighter skinned. Not necessarily like white with red hair, but she still may be fairer skin.
Right. My thing is, as long as the Disney movie stay along the storyline, like, yeah, keep it, you know, because this is for a lot of people growing up in the 90s, like, you know, this is what we remember. We watched these movies as kids, so, you know, stay with the storyline, but if you change the color of the character, who cares?
Like, that shit don't matter.
That doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, that shit don't matter.
They're cartoons. God damn it. Like,
I mean, technically, if you being, like, scientific, mermaids, if they do exist, they probably wouldn't have a fair skin color just because they fucking in the ocean all the time. They're not getting sunlight.
Right.
So, they would look like a fucking fish. Like, so what are y'all arguing?
Right.
Y'all arguing over make-believe fucking character. Like,
y'all, which is y'all hilarious. Tripping. It's hilarious.
Y'all tripping. Y'all tripping. The Lion King comes out soon, right?
Yeah. I can't wait to go see that.
That's a mostly black
cast. I might take my kids. We'll see.
You might take your kids. That's why.
They're going to take it. They're excited. Yeah, I'm excited as well. So, you know, we'll all go see it. You know, like I said, as long as it hits the storyline, I'm good. That's all I ask.
That was the pinnacle for, like, our childhood.
I don't think I'll cry, but you never know, you know, when Mufasa dies. That's, you know. For the millennials that ain't seen Lion King yet, get your shit together.
Spoiling it?
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Right? I mean, we only got, like, 30 people listening. So I went to go see Aladdin last weekend, right? So I'm watching the movie, and I'm like, God damn, Will Smith is, like, killing this fucking role right now. Like, killing it. Like, literally stole the show from everybody else in the
movie. Yeah.
Like, Will Smith did his thing. So I'm watching it, and I'm just like, this is amazing. Like, Will Smith is, like, one of the most talented people I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And my oldest daughter has to go to the bathroom at that point. So in the midst of me taking her to the bathroom, a fucking earthquake happened.
Whew. I wasn't present for that. you know, I was on the other side of the nation. Man, well, how'd you feel? Did you go into panic mode?
Nah. I'm shit, my first one, I was working at an unnamed insurance company.
Okay.
In Woodland Hills. And that building was swaying side to side.
Yeah.
This was maybe 5 or 6 years ago. So this one was light. Like, it was basically just like the ground shaking.
Mm.
But it was just like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
yeah.
All these earthquakes. It was just crazy.
Yeah.
It was just crazy. But I wasn't scared at all. Because I'm a thug.
Yeah, there it is. I mean.
I thugged out.
I'm glad I wasn't there just because I just, you know, from the different stories that I've heard, people just didn't know. They were like so thrown off. And it happened, what, twice in 2 days or something like that?
Yeah, it was like twice. It was once
back to back?
On July 4th, I think. And then this one, the one I'm talking about in the movie theater, was on that Saturday. So yeah, it was just crazy. It was just crazy. So, yeah, y'all just gotta be safe out there. Y'all gotta be prepared.
Yeah, stay prepared
For the people.
Teach your families, you know, what California. To do in these cases.
Yeah. So I mean, it's bound to happen. We should expect a bigger one here in Southern California and Northern California. Shout out to the Bay too.
Right.
Y'all successful in that too. So. It's bound to happen eventually, but while I'm in the theater and that happened, they ended up kicking everybody out because they were scared for safety concerns. But I heard inside the theater, people were panicking and running out. Like, it was like we barely felt anything.
Well,
like,
that's also like, how you know there's a lot of people that aren't from LA or California in general.
Oh no, these are Mexicans. They're from Southern California. Yeah, like it's not that serious. Mm. Like, after it's over, it's over. So. It is what it is. So,
yeah.
I mean, the biggest thing is just make sure your family is safe. Make sure you have a plan in place to communicate with each other when that big one does happen. In case cell phone towers go down, make sure y'all have a safe place and all that. And just be prepared. So, another thing we wanted to go into, we didn't include it in the fuck shit because it's not necessarily fuck shit.
Well, it's a gray area.
Yeah, it's a gray area depending on how you look at it. But Chris Brown was in the news for the past couple of weeks for some lyrics he had on his album, his newest album.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the title, I'm sorry. So basically, he had some questionable lyrics about his preference in women. And people was coming for him canceling. Mind you, this is one of the most talented musicians that we have. He's being canceled for allegedly his preference in women. I can't say allegedly, it's pretty proven that this is his preference. And then I saw a post in Kelly Rowland defending him. Kelly Rowland, obviously, I know she's a brown skin, darker skin, black female. And she was getting chewed out in the comments. Chewed out. Like, people was going for her neck. Like, saying that she'll never be Beyonce. This is why Beyonce is better than you. Yada, yada, yada. Like, do you think that men or anybody should be chewed out for their preference in their mate?
Man. So.
Well, let's just keep it with black men and lighter skinned women. Let's just keep it there for
you. You gotta be careful. Right?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm gonna keep it real solid. Because I love black women. My wife is black.
Uh-oh.
Right? But
be careful with your wording.
Nah, that's what I said. You gotta be careful, right?
When
growing up, I used to say, "Oh man, I like light-skinned girls," right? That was like the thing growing up. I like light-skinned girls. That's what I thought was my preference. Really, I just love black women. I mean, clearly, that's just what I'm attracted to. I don't care, you know, I don't care what shade you are. You have to be careful in stating your preferences. In some case, sometimes your preferences don't even need to be stated, to be honest.
Right.
You like what you like? Okay, who gives a fuck? Like, honestly, you know, if that's just what you're attracted to, that's what you're attracted to. But in that same, you know, in that same thought, don't condescend other, you know, shades.
Right.
Don't be a colorist. Right. Simple as that. You don't need to exclude anybody to include what you like.
Right.
And so that's why I had to stop saying, you know, oh, I like light-skinned women. Because it's really, honestly, it's not true. I mean, yeah, like, I was attracted to many different shades, but at the end of the day, I like what I like, you know? And it really comes down to other things, other factors. So, you know, that goes for everybody else. Chris Brown, you gotta be careful, man. You're already not on many women's good side over the last...
Yeah, I mean, that whole interaction, I don't remember what her name was, but it was this... it was a woman from New Orleans that they were going back. Her and Chris Brown were going back and forth. And it looked like it was getting a little out of hand. Just because by most standards, she may not have been the most attractive woman in the world. So... Like, that's where it gets, like, you being petty and you shouldn't go down that path, yeah. Chris. But I don't think he should be canceled for having a preference in women. I just think he needs to be more wise in how he portrays that.
Correct. How he says it.
Yeah, like...
What he speaks on.
Like, we see the type of women that you into. We see everything from Rihanna, Karrueche, and
right.
The new girl...
Right. And Asian you like what you like.
You like that thinner type, and the thick girl you got into a fight with in the car.
Man,
you need to stay away from it.
this is a little off track, but you know, just in regards to colorism and things like that, I always wondered, like, why, or is it the media? What is it when we see these athletes constantly dating, you know? Specific a lot of times white women, right? This is what we're seeing.
That's
you
a
know.
Fact.
I go on the internet and I see these, you know, these pro athletes, and I see their girlfriends and their fair skin, and I'm like, why? What is it? What is the reasoning behind it?
Honestly, that's what they see on camera, and they think that's the goal.
Uh huh.
Very rarely do we see that is what works out in the end. Like, a lot of those relationships we see, they have a lot of turmoil in those relationships for whatever reason. So they may not have been together, but a bigger thing is that the circles that they run in, once they get that type of money and fame, the darker skinned black women aren't allowed in those circles. So that's what's there for them. They have those blonde-haired, blue-eyed white women at those parties, and they're just like, well, you know, I need a nut right now. Yeah. So,
do you feel like those women might be out there chasing those athletes, too?
Absolutely. 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 I can't say that that's in every case.
Right.
But
of course.
A lot of cases.
And that's why I said, is it the media? That's because, you know, I know we don't always see, we don't see the black couples all the time. They don't show us that. Or maybe they just choose not to be in the spotlight. You know.
It is.
But I do see a more common trend among pro athletes than anything else. And I've always been curious as to why. What is it? Is it, you know, accessibility? Is it them putting themselves out there? You know, I've heard a couple athletes say, oh, they're just easier. And I'm like, wait, time out. Like, that's
easier.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You mean like easier
what
to
do you
deal
mean?
With or like easier to get?
Are you sure you're just not weak? Like, you know, you don't know how to handle a strong woman?
Do you
like,
think it's dumb jock syndrome, as they say?
I don't know.
They don't know how to communicate what they're thinking.
It's a very interesting concept. I might have to do myself a research project on this because I've always been curious. I've always wondered, what is it? Why? Why do I feel like this is what I see? You know? So, we'll see. Maybe on the next podcast I'll have some more information on that. You know, some more details.
But with that, though, at the same time, like, if they're only dating a certain type and it seems to be the only girls over and over again, do you think it's made to be that way?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happens if... Like... For example, we see a lot of athletes we do see with white women and white wives and white girlfriends, but we also see like the Russell Westbrooks and LeBron Jameses with their longtime wives and girlfriends. You think it's just like a certain type of athlete that goes after these certain type of women?
It's possible. I mean, you know, we also got to look at the, you know, where these athletes grow up, you know, how they were raised.
I mean, a lot of these football players is from the South. They from Texas and Georgia.
What part of the South? Are they from the suburbs or from the hood, you know? It kind of changed. And then when they go to college, what do they
around? See, that's a big thing, too.
You know what I mean?
You got to look at the demographics of who's going to what colleges. Mm-hmm. A lot of them is going to these Division One football colleges.
In the middle of nowhere. And
Dukes playing basketball. And black women ain't going to these certain colleges. So that may be it. Even if they with a Puerto Rican or Dominican or a fucking Cuban, something like that, like, you're not seeing them with these type of women. But that's what you see them lust after on Instagram, so it's just not adding up. So I don't know. That is another discussion that we have to have another time with some women that are more educated and what they think.
We would definitely have a larger talk.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just
soon
it's,
to come.
It's definitely something to think about. So that leads us to our next thing, because we're having an ongoing theme here. Mm-hmm. Even though I got killed for Tyler Perry last week, we just want to look at the way that black men are portrayed in America and in the media. So I had saw a meme earlier this week. I posted on my Instagram page. Follow me at JR, follow at the Black Am, and follow at the letters VJ Tidwell on Instagram. Would you allow your daughter to date an exact replica of yourself?
The question of the day.
That is a deep, deep question.
That's hard, man.
All right, let's break it up. Let's take a younger version of yourself. Let's say up until maybe... You're a little bit younger than me, so things will change. So let's say maybe up until 23, 24, mm-hmm. and now, because you have two children,
right?
Two daughters. I have two daughters. So, so break it up. Would you let your daughters date a younger version of yourself and date a version of yourself now? Would you allow? Condone.
Right.
Because you can't.
Fair enough. Obviously
they are who they are. They're gonna do whatever they want.
The version, you know, the version of me now. Would I let them date? Yes, you know, being a grown man with responsibilities and you know, understanding those things, yes. Now, through college? Fuck no. Why? Just because, I mean, well, one, I really pray that they don't really have to date in college, you know, because there's so many experiences, you meet so many people. I know I can't control everything, but that's one of those things that they'll hopefully realize is like, hey, let's just focus on ourselves. You know, guys and girls, you go to college and you going through experiences. You know, you got freedom. You living life. You wilding out. Some people experience it differently. Sure, but for myself, I was having the time of my life. You know, and. Unfortunately, the relationships at that time didn't work out. Mm-hmm. You know, it is what it is. But it probably just wasn't going to because of the lifestyle that I was living at the time. Like, it was just too hard to manage. So would I want them to date the college version of me from, you know, 18 to 23, 24? Mm-hmm. Probably not.
I mean, I can agree with that wholeheartedly. Like, the people that know me from back then know, like, I was out here wilding.
Yeah.
Like, I was out here wilding. The version of me now, like, of course, like, I would want them to date somebody better than what I am. Of course.
Right.
But, the person I am now is a really good person. Like, I'm a business owner. I'm financially content and set. Like, it's a matter of, is that what they want? Like, my older daughter, like, I can tell, like, I know the type of man that's going to be in her life already. Mm. Just because of her personality. So, mm. My younger daughter, we had, didn't know if she wanted to do dudes or not at first. So, but I mean, I know what path she's on now, but we didn't know. She's a little rough around the edges, if you know what I mean. But yeah, I think my younger daughter would be more set with dealing with somebody with my personality type than my older daughter. My older daughter's going to need someone more sensitive and more forthcoming with their feelings and such. Right. So I would recommend that she not date someone like me.
Right. And it's up to us. Because that's not who I am. You know, we got to definitely put them on game. I mean, that was one thing, you know, that I had to do, you know, for my sister growing up. Just, you know, give her as much game as she
Shout out to little sis, though.
Yeah, what Hopefully up, Mish? You listen. You know, just so that, and she was already had a good head on our shoulders in the first place, so, you know, it was easy. She just kind of took things that I would tell her about boys growing up, and I think it helped her lead her to the right one. You know, we'll see. And so, you know, with my daughters, it's the same idea. It's just like, hey, I got to teach you all the things. Hey, look, you know, boys are boys.
These motherfuckers are evolving, too.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you gotta be one step ahead of them. They'll try to use you and take advantage and take your kindness for weakness. So, you know, if I can do that much, then I'll take it as a W, you know, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I mean, I can agree wholeheartedly with that. So you think both your daughters would enjoy a man of your type right now? The person you are right now, I mean.
Yes, right now, yes. Yeah. Okay. I'm more so worried about their teenage years and having to go through the process, because even though what I was just saying is putting them on game,
right?
We still all gotta go through the process, right? They might date a couple fuck boys, you know, prior to finding the right one, and you know, that's gonna be a problem.
Yeah.
Just because I'm gonna have to set some people straight, you know, but I think in the long run, they'll realize they're very smart, you know, and I think dating someone that's similar to me would fit who they are.
They're going to date an exact replica. Right? Like, yeah. Me knowing them, I know, like, they definitely going to be athletes.
Right.
So, like, that's what they're going to be.
Right.
I could tell right off the bat.
Yeah. So,
it's just.
Shout out to my babies.
Yeah, man. Yeah, shout out to them. It's a lot of girls, man.
Yeah, man. A lot of girls. We outnumbered in this piece.
How does it feel to be, like, surrounded by so many women all the time?
I mean, you know.
I'm used to it at this point.
Yeah, me too. I've really accepted it. You know, I think it's actually made me a better person.
You better say that shit.
You know, I mean, you just get these, you get different perspectives from women. You know, it's helped open my eyes to different things and different ideas, and also, you know, being willing to learn more, and you know, so yeah, shout out to my wife, and shout out to my in-laws, sisters, etc.
Yeah,
everybody else, mother-in-law, all that, mama.
Like, I grew up in a household with upwards of 8 women at any given time, because we live with my great grandmother she recently passed away a few months ago. So it was my great grandmother, my grandmother in and out, my mother, my aunt. She had a daughter and another daughter later on. So it was just me as the first boy in like 20 something years growing up. And then my cousin Nikki, and then I wasn't supposed to say a name, but yeah. We had cousins moving in and out, so I had always grown up around a bunch of women. So it just, like, I always grew up knowing to just listen and cater to whatever their needs were, because it was better for you in the long run. Because, I mean, you know my mom. She's a strong will.
Yeah, all of our moms.
Like, so they just, like, You just gotta understand and fill in your role.
Right, exactly.
Play your role.
Yeah, play your role. I think that's
the biggest thing. It's
biggest
just
part.
Being able to just see the way my daughters develop is just It's amazing at the same time as it is scary.
So. Right. Yeah, it is. It's tough. It's definitely a challenge, you know, parenthood in general. But men raising women is definitely tough. You know, so we're doing our best, you know, to really raise strong, independent women that really don't need to depend on anybody else, because that's the age we live in. They don't need anybody. I mean, essentially.
Right. Especially now, like now with everything moving towards more equality, man. Shout out to women in general, just being able to put forth that effort to want that equality and take those steps to gain it and force it. And
yeah, we fighting with y'all, so we on y'all side.
Especially minority women, like we understand how hard it is. Even as minority men, like it's hard. So imagine minority women, like it's crazy. Right. So shout out to y'all for fighting hard, man. Shout out to y'all. All right.
Well,
pop quiz.
Okay.
Your top five most influential women in your life. Woo. Besides your immediate family. Besides your family, yeah.
Oh man. Oh, that's tough.
I think I got you on the comedians last week because you failed miserably.
What?
You had Cat Williams in your top five, bro.
Hey, look, I you can't knock Cat. Go look at his track record. Besides the cocaine.
That's a pretty big fucking factor.
Woo! Okay, women.
It don't have to be of a certain race. It's just women in general.
Right. Let's see here. I gotta think. Well, I mean, you know, Beyonce's in there.
Beehive. Shout out to the Beehive. Okay. So you got Beyonce.
Who else? You know, I gotta say, my meemaw. Does that count? Or no family?
That's a family.
Oh, okay, my bad. Shout out to meemaw though. Dang, man. Top five? Serena Williams,
yeah. Athlete, okay.
Yeah. Who else? What about sheesh. Dang. I gotta think. You put me on the spot with that one.
Yeah, that was definitely on the fly.
Uh-huh.
So you got who you got? You said Beyonce, Serena Williams, what about like Michelle Obama?
Oh yeah, of course. Michelle Obama. I don't know how I drew a blank on that one.
You got I don't know, Angela Davis.
I'll say
Tyson. Like it's a lot.
Mae Jemison.
Yeah.
Black astronaut.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ava DuVernay. You know, she's actually, as a filmmaker, she's actually pretty inspiring herself, with the films that she's, you know, constructed. And you know, so for myself, I really love her work. I mean, there's so many. It's hard to really construct a top five.
All right, we take them off the spot. We take them off the spot just because we don't want to leave nobody out. It's just a lot of
fun. Yeah, it's a lot. It really is. Shout out to the women out there doing their thing, man.
Doing huge things.
Yeah.
Huge things. So that's good, man. So that will be the conclusion of this episode.
Yeah.
We have a huge announcement to make over the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We will not be doing merch, so that's a disappointment, but we will be doing a full-blown clothing line. That we will have out to you guys soon. We are partnering with a prestigious company, so we will have more details with you hopefully by the next episode. So stay tuned for that. Follow us at The Black Ant, The Black Ant Clothing, The Black Ant Media, at BJ Tidwell, and at JR, JAEARR. So make sure you follow us on social media. Follow our Facebook page, Black Ampersand, as well. Shout out to everybody that have followed that page and have been liking and sharing
Yeah.
And helping us out thus far. We know how hard it is to do simple instructions, apparently. So thank you for those that have.
We're slowly growing. So
one episode and we had 100, so
yeah. Good. Yeah. In due time. So appreciate the love, appreciate the support. And we'll be back real soon with the next one.
Black Ampersand presents Bourbon on the Rocks podcast. Y'all have a good one. Be safe.
Yeah.
Stay dangerous. Don't change in the courtroom.
And pull up.